Indians Radio Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Elkhorn with you, joined by Indians relief pitcher Dan Otero. We've done this a few times before. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. I think the sun's out this year, which is nice.
Well, we were saying we get going bright and early out here.
Yes, we do.
Does that happen for you every day, even when the radio guys aren't here?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, waking up 5:45 or 6 in the morning to get here to get the day going. Sometimes it takes a little longer to get my body moving right now in the morning with this cold weather. So I got to get here and get the body moving to get ready for the day.
Coming off a tough end of the year last year, things certainly didn't go the way we had all hoped in the month of October. How much does that kind of fuel these guys during the off season? How much do you itch to get back out there and get this thing going again?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's become redundant the last few years, you know, not liking the way the season ends, but at the same time, 29 teams don't like the way the season ends. So you have to put that in perspective. And we did have a great year again. We won the division, which is hard to do. And, you know, I think we've won 3 in a row. So we always have to keep, you know, stay cognizant of that. And if we do our business during spring training and into April, I think we'll put ourselves in a good spot to maybe do that again. And then after that, you never know what happens. But, you know, it takes it day to day. And we've done a good job of that and getting acclimated with some new players. So I'm just excited to get this thing rolling.
And, Dan, the flip side of that coin is you're playing in October when other teams aren't. So that expectation of winning is still very evident in the clubhouse and within the organization.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't hide away from those expectations, you know. In our team meeting, Tito basically said it again, like, we know we're good and we want to be good. We want to be that best. We want to end the season on our terms. And not many teams can say that truthfully, and we're fortunate enough to say that, and that's a testament to our front office, our coaching staff, ownership, everybody that's helped put a good product on the field, and hopefully the fans, you know, see that and keep coming out and support us.
Dan, when I went down to the clubhouse, looking around going, okay, who's who down here? There's some new names. There's some new nameplates.
Well, there's name tags for you, so you're good. You're good.
But how challenging is that for a player, just to kind of say, okay, there's some new guys around? Not that there aren't, you know, some previous teammates too, but to kind of acclimate yourself to the new guys.
It may not be as challenging for us as it is maybe for the fans or from the outside, just because there's always a common ground between players, and it doesn't take long to get to know one another. And we met most everybody at Tribe Fest a month and a half ago, and that helps, you know, get the feet wet, introductions are out of the way. So then when you do see each other in spring training, it's more of just a reacquainting yourselves with them. And then once the season starts, yeah, you create that more of the bonding atmosphere with road trips and going out to team dinners and stuff like that. But it doesn't really take long for us. It's definitely harder on the families of the players if they have any wives or kids, because they've been probably in one place for so long, and now they have to get to know another group of wives and kids and stuff like that. So it's harder on them, easier on the players, and I think we'll mesh pretty quickly this year.
Again, we're talking with Dan Otero as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. During the off season, you hear a lot about the question marks in the bullpen.
I don't like those questions.
I was just going to say.
I don't like hearing that
you
stuff.
Read my
go on, sorry.
No, so you read my mind on my question to say, do the bullpen guys go, hey, we're going to be just fine down here?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really care what is said about us, to be honest with you. I thought Bradley Zimmer had a great response the other day when they were asking him the same question about the outfield. And he's like, we don't really care what other people say. We know what we have here, and that's what we feel like in the bullpen too. And it's not really that many new faces. It's everybody that was there last year, the year before. We just kind of struggled last year, and everybody's had dominant success that's down there. So now it's just a matter of putting it together, and we have complete faith in all of us, and we think the front office and coaches have faith in us too, and they've shown that. So we're excited to get the season going, and also it's really nice when you have arguably the best 5 starting pitchers pitching in front of us. So they can take it into the 8th inning every day, hand can go out the 9th, and we can just take the day off. But, you know, we're only as good as our starting pitchers, and that's where we thrive. So I think we'll be in a good spot.
Do you approach spring training basically the same way year in and year out, or do you kind of tweak it year to year?
No, there's definitely some tweaks, you know, whether you're trying to work on something or trying to get your arm in a different spot. So this year I'm trying to work on a few things, so I'm going to take the first couple weeks to maybe work on those things. But at the end of the day, when games do start in spring, I'm trying to get outs, and that's still my number one goal, whether it's spring training, off season, does not matter when you're facing a batter, that competitiveness comes out in you, and you don't want to give up runs. You don't want to give up hits. And as early as you can start your role, where like getting outs and getting stuff, it can carry over into the season. So it's a fine line of trying to work on things and also trying to get outs.
And do you have personal objectives for 2019?
Yeah, I mean, I keep mine pretty simple. It's always to stay healthy. That's my number one, always stay healthy, because then everything else, in my opinion, will take care of itself. But on the execution side, just trying to, you know, tighten things up, you know, command the ball a little better at the bottom of the zone, you know, keep the ball on the ground a little bit more this year so they don't fly out of Progressive Field and into the stands for the fans for souvenirs. We don't want that as many times this year. So I apologize to the front row if you don't get as many souvenirs from me. You know, so it, just little things, just tightening up, going back to the basics, pitch to pitch, you know, the old adages, but really trying to focus on that this year.
And just kind of a question to throw out there to you. What do you love most about spring training? What makes this unique apart from any other time of the year?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question.
It's not loaded.
Yeah, I love that my family can come down here. And then you get to the park early, so you're out of here pretty early, and then you have 6 hours with your family. Because during the season, you don't really get that. Because you're at the field at 1 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, and then you're out of there at 11, and you don't really get much time, family time. So
Right. They
enjoy it because they get to come to the park in spring training and run around the field sometimes, and they get closer to you, so you're not like this like weird figure in the distance. So that part's cool, but it's spring training. I don't know. It's like just get your juices flowing because it's just traditional and the fans are excited and it's the beginning of baseball season.
I think people tend to forget that you guys are husbands and fathers and family guys too. They just look at you as baseball players, but there's that whole other aspect of your life. So
yeah, we have to remind ourselves that too. Our wives have to remind us that you're a husband too and a dad. It's not all baseball.
On that note, we'll let you go. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Danny. Dan Otero joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage.